Yes, I brought in a bunch of organic produce or organically grown produce. We have the really large zucchinis, which is good for stuffing. You know, a lot of people do a sausage and cheese and bake it in the oven or make a zucchini bread out of it. It's really good for that. Then we have the smaller zucchinis that don't have really any seeds in them that are good for your salads and all kinds of, you know, maybe you can even take our dilly dip mix and take a slice of that fresh zucchini and take that and use it for dip.
I see you have a banana pepper
there. We have a banana pepper, Doug. You can take that. They're great. Banana peppers, not everybody's familiar with those, but they're very mild. They're almost like a bell pepper. They have a little bit of heat. I like to take a little bit of vinegar and just a touch of sugar and make, you know, like the refrigerator pickles you make with cucumbers. You can do that with those, and those are great. And, of course, we have a jalapeno pepper.
What was that? Why were you honking something up there?
Jalapenos.
Why are you saying
jalapenos?
It that way?
That's how they're pronounced.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
So the other item is, I think, kind of unique.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
This stuff, by the way, you've been growing at Merryman.
Yes. Yeah, we've got, okay. I don't think people realize we have organically grown produce. And I will tell you, if you want to come into the store, we have prices on these, and we're generally a little, and this is organic, gorgeous. Look how, there's no wax on these. These are just shiny, green, fresh, just picked.
So there's nothing on there to make them shiny like that?
No, that's.
You didn't sit there with turtle wax?
No, that's how God made them. Mm-hmm. We don't have to jack them up and, you know, ship them 100,000 miles and on ships and this and that. And no, it's just grown right here in Decatur. Fresh, come out to the farm. And you, it's kind of fun. You can kind of come in and say, well, you know, I want to get this, this, and this, and wheel and deal a little bit. My staff's very good at, you know, maybe giving you a dollar off or letting you get an extra one or whatever. So you can get a phenomenal buy. You can't get a better buy on and fresher organic produce than out at Merryman. So anyway, we've got it right there. We have the scapes. They're on here for just a little bit of time. This is what we do is we cut the tops off of our garlic, and they're called scapes, and they've got the little tiny garlic bulbs in the top. And, Scott, you and I were talking a little off air. They are, oh, my gosh, you can do, what do you do with them? Don't you roast them? Or?
Well, you put them, I know the one thing I've seen them done with them is you put them in foil packets.
Oh,
on
yeah.
On the grill.
Oh, yeah. And you can add them to your vegetables. They're very, very mild garlic. And actually the stems, you can kind of use like chives. So you can chop those up and put them in salads and different things. It's actually a very gourmet, high quality specialty out on the East Coast. They go for big dollars out there. I always, my friends out there, like we can't grow enough scapes. So, but we have them here at Merryman, and generally we end up giving them away. You know, if you buy some produce, you can have those for free or, you know, a dollar for a great big bundle of them. If you like garlic, you will love the scapes because they're a much milder version. They're very, very good for you.
Now, like the peppers and the zucchini, how long will that stay in season? Is it a short window or
no,
most of the summer?
No, probably the rest of the summer. Now, the scape's very short because right now we're cutting the tops off because we want the elephant garlic bulbs, and you've seen those. They're like, sometimes they get
like
as big
baseballs.
As softballs. Yeah. We'll be bringing those in. That'll be probably any time now. Maybe we got to wait for like the first couple leaflets to turn brown, and then they're ready. And of course, we take the biggest cloves and replant those. So each year we try to get, you know, bigger and better. But we'll have a massive amount of garlic this year. And again, it's organically grown, fresh from the garden. We've got some tomatoes coming on. We've got the tomatoes out there. They're not turning red yet. We've got some nice big ones. You're going to, Scott, you're going to love this. I mean, we're going to have some big, gorgeous, because I know we put your name on some plants, and some customers are like, oh, these are Scott's. And so they took your name off.
They were gone.
Yeah. Chad, one of my friends, came out to get some eucalyptus. I'm like, Chad, I can't put your name on here because one of your maybe not friends is going to come out here and bite out from underneath you. So we don't mark. We try to put them to the side, and we don't mark them because one of your friends will come out and try to mess with you and bite your plants out from underneath you.
There you go.
So anyway.
What does zucchini sell for right now?
I think just a couple dollars, $2 or $3. We kind of weigh them by the pound and kind of judge from there. So, again, you know, you can come in and say, hey, you know, I want a bunch of these. I want this one, that one. If you buy more, you get more of a discount. A lot of times if you're a good customer and you bought a lot of supplements or something, you might get some free produce. We do that a lot of times. So it's really kind of cool. We are out of cucumbers, but we'll have more on today. I mean, I was going to bring you a cucumber, but we sold all of them that we had yesterday. And we are getting some really good production out of the garden this year. I will, and they wanted me to say on the air, my garden crew. So thank you, Mary. Thank you, Justin. And thank you, Dustin, for working so hard in the garden and keeping the weeds down and getting all this produce. So, haha, I told your name on the air now, kids. So you wanted me to do that. But anyway, Mary, Dustin, and Justin have done a great job. Justin's basically my facilities manager. He works really hard. And they have a lot of fun, though, out there in the garden, too. It's a lot of fun.
So
if you like gardening.
So right now, some peppers, scapes, and zucchini.
And cucumber.
Next things that are coming on will be tomatoes.
And we're going to have watermelon. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, we've got some cantaloupe. And there's a few other. Oh, we're going to have spaghetti squash and some other squashes, too.
What about sweet corn?
No, we don't. We don't.
That's July, right?
We don't really do the corn. I mean, because like Maddox and some of, I mean, there's some people that really can do best corn.
That would be probably around July sometime.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit later. Okay.
Well, probably just a couple of weeks away, really.
It's not. Yeah, it'll be here before you know it. So we've got wonderful produce. Liz, I was going to sleep last night, and she came in and whispered sweet things in my ear for the radio show today. In fact, I saw her very early this morning when I was getting up, and I'm like, hey, you want to come to the radio show? And she's like,
no.
No.
Good for you, Liz.
No. So anyway, she wanted me to tell everybody the CBD products are flying off the shelf. We still have some fairly good stock, but we're having a little bit of a trouble with some shipments because of the heat.
Because of the border guards.
No, Doug, stop. Stop it, Doug.
I just said
no,
the border guards.
It's because of the heat, because the manufacturers want to make sure that they don't ship it when it's like 130 degrees in the delivery trucks.
It would degrade it a little bit.
So we're again, we watch all of that.
What happens when you ship things like soft gels in extreme heat? I got a feeling that's probably an issue
that
too.
That can
isn't
be
it?
An issue. Yes, it can. And we get a lot of stuff in refrigerated trucks. We get all our probiotics come in the ice packs in the summer. So this is I'm glad you brought that up. It's a great segue into the super high quality of the products that we have now. And I was just talking to a manufacturer yesterday, and I brought in these Men's 55 Plus Multi-Gold Vitamin.
Tell us about that.
It is a phenomenal. It's all whole food based. We're not selling synthetics.
Vitamins, are they?
Yeah, they're whole food vitamins. They're way different than the regular discount chain major vitamin that's advertised, because that's basically plastic Frankenfood. I would take, if they should take all of those off the, this is how I feel about it. They should take all of those off the shelf, take them down, and fill up the toxic waste pharmaceutical drop box at the sheriff police station, because that stuff really shouldn't even be put in the environment. It has, you know, it's been proven by clinical studies, ATBC studies, select study have shown that the DLF tocopherol, the synthetic vitamin, causes cancer. Some of the beta synthetic beta carotene, cyanocobalamin is your B12, the old B12. It's made from carbon, basically like coal based tar. Garbage. We have the methylcobalamin and adenosylcobalamin, and then there's a hydrocobalamin too, but that's injectable. But the adenosylcobalamin, and are you liking this, Doug?
I am.
Yeah.
And the methylcobalamin. Coal tar on one of them, which interested me immediately.
Yeah. Well, that's aspirin's made from.
He's old.
Aspirins are made from coal tar?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you're contending, really?
No, you look it up. That's how it's manufactured. It's reduced and buffered, but yeah. That's where it comes from. That's why it's so good for you, Doug. That's why you like it, instead of the curcumin, which is God-given, natural, whole food, and has nothing but positive benefits, and is anti-carcinogenic.
Hey.
Hey.
What did I tell you earlier? I don't take anything.
Now, the whole gist is, of course, when we're talking about, you know, these products, you can come out to Merryman.
Right.
You can talk to everybody about what it is they're actually looking for, what actually is happening, and then you got suggestions.
We vet all of our products. I mean, I was just in meetings yesterday with some of one of our manufacturers that actually this is Nutrigold, and okay, So you're going to take cyanocobalamin. It has a cyanide molecule attached to it. It's made basically carbon-based from carbon. It's junk. It's garbage. It's synthetic. It's in what's most of your common vitamins. We don't even sell the cyanocobalamin individually. Now, we still have a few vitamins that have it in there, and we can't get around it. We're still working on that. But most, I'd say 90, 95% of everything that we have doesn't even have that in there anymore. We've never carried the DL alpha-tocopherol, the synthetic vitamin D. I wouldn't allow that in the store even like 100 years ago.
So to go back to what you're talking about, and we'll parlay into this in just a moment. So the whole gist of it is that, of course, when you're looking at what is on the back of this label.
All the big words, right.
You know, you're looking at things
Start reading it, for instance. But what does it say?
Organic strawberry, organic raspberry, organic blueberry.
But where are your minerals coming from? Look at all the minerals
there. It's all vegetables and food.
Right. It's not coming from petroleum and plastic and frankenfood and all of this stuff. And it's all organic, non-GMO, on and on and on. I mean, that's what you want to look. Do you want to put garbage? You're too valuable. My customers are too valuable to me for me to try to make money and sell them garbage. I'm not going to do it.
So the whole point is, though, there's another important piece here is that read the labels, because if you're not reading the labels, you don't know what's in it.
Or just ask us at Merryman, because we've read every single label. We know what's in there. We know not only that, that company has got some really phenomenal certifications now. They have specialized certifications to say, okay, this is fair trade. This is environmentally friendly. Everything in this product is going through like a separate third-party validation. A lot of our companies don't do their own laboratory validation as far as, okay, there's 100 milligrams of a whole food vitamin C, maybe from the AMLAW barrier or something like that. So they have an outside third-party validation, which you won't always see with a lot of the mainstream, what I call the generic discount companies. So they have the third-party verification, they have fair trade, they have environmentally friendly, sustainability. You know, where's your fish oil coming from? Is it, you know, being harvested off the coast of South America, or is it coming from maybe a North Atlantic cod or salmon? How is it being processed? Are they using a lot of chemicals? Are they using a benzene wash? Or maybe are they using enzymes to make it even more bioavailable? Getting back to the B12. Cyanocobalamin, garbage, junk, has cyanide molecule. Methylcobalamin is what your body uses. It's there. It's good to go. So if you have MTHFR or something like that, you can utilize it right away. The adenosylcobalamin is what your liver stores. So we now have the combo where you get your storage B12 to give you some backup later on, because the bees are water soluble. They like to flush through your body, and the readily bioavailable. So you're going to get a combo from organic-based, from organic food-based combo B12 that is absolutely phenomenal. You're not going to see that in any vitamin. Guess what? It's not very expensive.
Hang on to that thought. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to tie this up in a knot.
Okay.
And explain the why here in just a moment.
All right.
All right, 642, Bus, Boom, and Wolf, Talk 101. Webster Cantrell Hall, established in 1920, serves 2,000 children, youth, and families in troubled circumstances annually. One thing that hasn't changed over the years is the need to have the community help support the mission of helping children, youth, and families needing support, structure, and hope. Call Webster Cantrell Hall today to learn more about opportunities for you, your group, or business to donate or volunteer at 423-6961. You can follow them on Facebook or visit them online at webstercantrell.org.
Central Illinois HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
What? Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Central Illinois HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work. Central Illinois HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Central Illinois HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along. With free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's a part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one is going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one will give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go. Because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app in your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the Next Radio app today. Next Radio, live and local, wherever you go.
Join us for Let Freedom Sing, Music City, July 4th, presented by Dr. Pepper. Performances by Lady Annabella, Chris Jansen, Lucy Silvas, and Shannon Sanders. Followed by the nation's largest fireworks display set to live music from the Nashville Symphony at Ascend Amphitheater.
And the largest fireworks
show in the nation!
Festivities kick off at noon in the Weiler's Light Family Fun Zone. For more information, go to visitmusiccity.com.
Bus Boom and Wolf. The longer you listen, the later it gets. Now, let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Doug on Talk 101 FM.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur, Talk 101 FM.
Herb Talk. Oh, I need to tell you, the information you're hearing, the following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any diseases. For informational, educational purposes only, you should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
Do you also sell bell peppers?
Yes. We will have some of those coming on too. Thank you, Doug. That's it. I'm glad you asked that. Yeah, we do. We will have bell peppers. They're getting there. We want to wait till they get really nice. Oh, yeah. They get really nice and big, and they're going to be gorgeous too. So, and I don't know what colors. I think we'll have some. I know we got the green, but I think we've got the yellow. And, of course, you let them go longer, they'll get red. So,
all right. So the question I have is this, is that in reading the label of this product, and I've read labels of other products.
Right.
Why is it so hard to get vitamin A into a multivitamin? Because it seems like nobody, you know, it'll say 100% of B, 100% of C, 100% of D. But always vitamin A is always kind of the one that goes to the back
of
the bus.
Well, see, there's been a lot of studies, too, on vitamin A, and it was on the synthetic, and they don't want to get it really high because they're saying a high dose of vitamin A can be bad, but that was on the synthetics. There's a lot of garbage vitamin A. You really want to get vitamin A from a natural source. One of the best is, like, you know, we know carrots. Another really good source would be the Donella, which is basically a sea algae. It's extremely high in a bioavailable vitamin A. Good vitamin A is one of the best things for your eyes, for your skin, for your immune, for your overall health. We need vitamin A. We can't live without it. It's absolutely a phenomenal substance. But if you're going to be eating plastic Frankenfood synthetic vitamin A made from toxins, it's probably not, and the studies show it's not good for you. But this is where all the confusion comes in, and it totally frustrates me and my other leading scientists and doctor friends and so forth, you know, my PhD friends that are in the industry, is you'll get these flat earth medicine, big pharma, crazy people doing all these studies on synthetic vitamins and then telling us that all vitamins are not good. And it's just, it's propaganda. It's wrong. They need to stop it, Doug. They need to stop it.
I haven't heard that.
You know, when somebody says, oh, vitamins are good for
I'm
you.
I'm just the opposite. I hear vitamins, garbage. I think they're good for you.
But there are studies out there. They'll say, well, you know, vitamin E is not good for you because it causes cancer. Well, that was a synthetic vitamin E. I've never even sold it in my store. I wouldn't carry it. But it's in a lot of the garbage products out there. It's very cheap. Now, sometimes they'll throw it in as a preservative. And a touch of it, yeah, maybe. But when you're putting it in a vitamin, and I think, Scott, you asked me too, you know, why don't you get 100% on some of these things?
Yes.
Vitamins are supplements, so it's the icing on the cake. When you get into this industry and you're a healthy person and you watch your diet and you exercise, you realize your diet now, a lot of the things that we eat don't have the essential vitamins and nutrients that they used to have. So the studies are showing that you really need to add a good organic bioavailable touch to that to bring you up to 100 or 110%, so you know that you're getting all of your essentials every day. So that's what these vitamins are doing. Now, we have some really high potency, too. You can always take a little bit more. If you talk to a qualified healthcare practitioner, you may need to double your dose. Remember, everything over the counter is designed for a person that weighs 150 pounds. So if you're a really big person, you may want to double. If you're really small, you may want to cut it in half. So
now, one other one I want to talk about before sure. we end this, because this is a fascinating label. Vitamin K.
Yes.
What does vitamin K do, and where do we get it?
I give that to babies.
Well, vitamin K is very good. It's a kind of an anti-clotting. It clears out your arteries. Actually, vitamin K is one of the things that, like, they'll give the warfarin or Coumadin to the rats to, you know, destroy their circulatory system. In fact, if you read the fine notes, this will freak you out. You read the fine notes from the scientists, they'll say, you know, it's a shame that the medical community is giving this to individuals, because that's what we use to degrade the circulatory system. Vitamin K helps to heal, get rid of the cholesterol plaque. It's also a clotting factor,
too. Am I right? They give vitamin K to infants when they're born.
They might.
They do. They give them a vitamin K shot.
A clotting factor, right. It's very good for your circulatory system. Now, the new Menaquin form, and you want to get the really best forms. There's clinically studied forms. There's forms that are natural, organic, whole food, derived from natural substances that aren't synthetic, that are extremely good and really don't. There's a form of vitamin K that you can take and still take, like, say, Coumadin or a drug, and it's not going to interfere. Most doctors don't know about it, but it's out there.
All right, before we let you go, yes, you need sir. To tell folks how to reach out and touch you, because Mr. Nally's warming
oh,
up
that,
on,
yeah,
on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I saw the flashing white light. Yes. All right, we are located at 1405 Merryman Lane in Decatur, Illinois. We are open daily, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sundays. You can find us at www.merryman, that's MARIMANN.com. You can give us a call at 217-429-1555, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a heads up here on what's going on. We now have the domain Shop Merryman. We will be opening up our e-commerce this year. So we've got the domain, we are advancing our POS system, and you'll be able to buy the 17-some thousand items that we have for sale at Merryman. We have a massive amount of product and selection. I mean, I'll have to come next time and tell you all of the different things that we have out at our store. I mean, everything from teas to gift cards to one of the largest selection of highest quality supplements in Central Illinois.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Doug, you be good. You be good today, please.
Mike, I've been good. I noticed I just sat here quietly.
Yeah, you did. You didn't pick on me today.
No.
That's because Scott got
give me a chance. I'll start.
Get with the sports stuff today. All right, guys. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, Mike. All right. Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm with Herb Talk. We head over.